The defendants will face a military judge for the first time Thursday to hear the charges against them formally read. They'll have the opportunity to enter a plea and may also be allowed to speak to the court about other issues, such as the conditions of their detention and interrogation. Charges against a sixth defendant were withdrawn last month without explanation, but experts note he has claimed some of the evidence against him was obtained through torture. This will be the first public appearance for the five men who have been held by the U.S. government for years, first in secret CIA prisons and now at Guantanamo. Reporters, lawyers, and human rights activists will be allowed to watch the hearing, but no sound, video, or pictures will be made public. In addition, sound from the hearing will be delayed several seconds to enable military officials to turn it off if someone reveals secret information. The process for trying the men before what are called military commissions was created specifically for detainees in the war on terrorism, but the original system was struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court, and the court is now considering a case which could invalidate the revised process. Still, the senior military officer responsible for the process, Brigadier General Thomas Hartman, says the Defense Department is adding dozens of staff members to his team in an effort to move forward with arraignments and trials as quickly as possible. Speaking to reporters here Wednesday evening, General Hartman addressed one of the main controversies surrounding the process, the use of secret evidence.
Every piece of evidence, classified or not, that goes to the finder of fact will be subject to review, cross-examination, challenge, and understanding by the accused and his counsel.
The finder of fact will be a military jury. General Hartman's statement raises the possibility that secret evidence could be revealed to Al-Qaeda members, but not to the public. But that would likely only happen much later in the process. In these commission trials, the defendants are prosecuted, judged, and represented by U.S. military lawyers. But private lawyers have volunteered to be part of the defense team. Activists like Joanne Mariner of Human Rights Watch are not convinced that this process will be fair, as General Hartman says it will. They say the military process does not sufficiently protect the defendant's rights, particularly regarding evidence obtained through mistreatment. General Hartman says that decision will be made by the military judge in each instance. Mariner, who will be among the observers at Thursday's hearing, says the relatives of the nearly 3,000 victims of the September 11th attacks and the public at large deserve a more reliable process, like the regular U.S. federal courts.
A case as important as the September 11th terrorist attacks on the United States should be tried fairly in federal court so that the result is some kind of finality in which both the U.S. public and the world can recognize that the result of the trial is reliable and credible.
The Bush administration is opposed to using federal courts to try the terrorism suspects, in part because of the secret evidence. The best known of the men going on trial Thursday is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, known as the mastermind of the September 11th attacks. His alleged co-conspirators are Ramzi Bin al-Shib, Walid Mohammed Attash, Ali Abdulaziz Ali, and Mustafa al-Hawsawi. Charges against Mohammed al-Qahtani were dropped, but officials say they may be reinstated later. He's believed to have planned to be one of the September 11th hijackers. The arraignment will take place in a specially built building on this U.S. naval base, not far from the detention center where 275 detainees are held. Several others have also been charged, and their trials are proceeding. Officials expect to charge and try more of the detainees, but some have been approved for release, and others may remain in custody without being charged. These five detainees could face the death penalty if they're convicted, but if any of them is acquitted, he could still be kept in custody as an enemy combatant. Both President Bush and Defense Secretary Robert Gates have said they would like to close the Guantanamo Detention Center, but Secretary Gates acknowledged recently that he has not made much progress toward finding an alternative way to deal with the terrorism suspects who are held here. Al Pessin, VOA News, Guantanamo.